There is a family that I know that for, I think, about the past 15 years have hosted a Super Bowl party. And they've had between 60 and 80 people over to their home to watch the Super Bowl every year. And basically, as soon as the game is over, they begin looking for different recipes, different appetizers and food to prepare for the next year. You know, you have your old standbys, right? I mean, everybody has the basic things, but they always try to add something different or add something new. And so they look, both him and his wife, maybe even their children now, because their children are most probably in their late teens, early 20s now, yeah. And they most probably, and they look and they look and they look for something different, something that they think their friends will enjoy, something that will be new and exciting. In our gospel today, Jesus is confronted with this statement by St. Peter. You know, Jesus has done all this work throughout the night, has spent the night praying and healing and casting out and dealing with people. And while everybody else is asleep, he gets up to go to pray. And his disciples go looking for him. And Peter says these words to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But the question is, are we truly searching for Jesus? As hard as we often search for the things of the world, like my friend searched for that new recipe. We could ask the question of them, do you spend much time searching the Bible for the presence of Jesus in your life as you do scouring magazines and different places for that new recipe? Because that statement of Peter's is truly within our hearts. Our hearts yearn for love. Our hearts yearn for connection. Our hearts yearn for a unity that is only found in Jesus. Everyone is searching for him. But do they even know it? Or are they trying to fill that longing with something else that is not Jesus, that actually drives them away and lures them away and distracts them from seeking that true blessing, that true hope, that true love within their heart? Because the truth is, God is searching for us too. God is looking for us. Are we looking for him? In our first reading tonight, we hear this lament of Job, right? Job has had an awful month. He's lost all of his property. His family has all been killed. His friends have abandoned him. His wife is doubting him. And then he got a sickness in which boils covered his whole body. And he's literally sitting on a pile of stuff. And he cries out to God, "Life is awful. My nights are long, I wish I'd be done. My days go so fast, I wish I was dead. What is going on?" And in that lament, his friends come to him and sit there and say to him, "You must have done something wrong. You must have made God really mad, because this wouldn't have happened unless God was really mad at you." As Catholics, we don't believe that. His wife even comes and said, "Just, even if you haven't done anything wrong, just say you're sorry to God, just so we can get out of this." And when Job laments once more to God at the end of the book, God comes back to him with these very simple words. "Yes, you've had a tough time. But don't stop seeking the blessings of life. Look around you. And God shows him creation and says, I've given this all to you. Is that not enough? We are all looking for God, but oftentimes get fixated, as Job did, upon the distractions. Yes, they were awful distractions. No one wants to lose all their property. Certainly no one wants all their children to die. Certainly no one wants their lives to collapse as Job's did. And yet God continued to walk with him and continued to bless him. If we are searching for God, as God searches for us, then the sufferings, the hurts, the sorrows of life, yes, they are there, but we walk with God through them rather than stopping and cursing the darkness. Because ultimately, as we are looking for God, we discover him in the places of blessing around us. And that's where we get to St. Paul this evening. Because St. Paul has that in his heart, that we are the body of Christ, that we are the hands, the feet, the voice, the embrace, the love, the compassion, the joy, the peace of Christ. And if someone is searching for Christ and they encounter us, will they discover Christ within us? As our Holy Father Francis keeps on reminding, one of the themes of his time in office has been, are we joyous as Christians? Or are we angry and sad and frustrated and pushing people away from Christ, saying that we are Christians and then afraid to embrace them in love as Christ embraces us in love? Everyone is looking for you. Everyone is looking for Jesus. Everyone is looking for him. Are we allowing others to see him in us? Or are we filling ourselves with a new recipe each day, hoping that people come and enjoy us, but not God? And that is why we come here. That's why we come together. That is why we join in prayer, so that we may be filled with Christ, so that we may witness to his love in the world, so that we may be true disciples. As St. Paul says, to become like the other, to become weak to the weak, to become poor to the poor, to become sorrowing to the sorrowful, to be with the others in the love of Christ, to show Christ, so that when they and we search for Christ, we discover him in his body, in his church, in us. That is our call. That is what God wants of us as he searches and he asks us to reach out and hold him and to be with him and to bless him. To bless him in the poor, the abandoned, the widow, the suffering. That is our call. That is our call as sons and daughters. And so let us this night and all nights and all days and all times look for Jesus and discover him not only within our hearts, but in those whom we meet each day.